Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. I'm Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show on November 12th, 2014. This show is sponsored by Flutterpie. I'm predicting a lot of bullshit in this show, so if you have a problem with all the bullshit in this show, I will be providing Flutterpie's home phone number in the show notes. So if you have any problems with the show, look at the show notes. There is his home phone number, and he would be happy to listen to any complaints that you have. Thanks, Flutterpie. I have a really important announcement related to the phone losers. Really, really, probably the most important thing I've announced all year. And that is that Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out for the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 soon. I forget the exact date. It doesn't matter to me, because I'm not going to own either of those anytime soon. But I play Grand Theft Auto 5 all the time on the Xbox 360. And there is a Grand Theft Auto 5 PLA crew in the Rockstar Social Club thing. And anyone that plays Grand Theft Auto 5 should be joining that crew. This was set up a year ago by Dust Bernadette, and he's recently given me admin privileges on the whole social club thing, so I'm probably gonna mess with settings and fuck it all up. But he asked if I could mention the social club thing for Grand Theft Auto 5 because he has an Xbox One, and he's really excited for the new release of Grand Theft Auto 5 for the Xbox One. I'm not excited for it, I'm just jealous of it. But I play Grand Theft Auto 5 almost every single night. I really like this game. I don't know why. I'm not even that good at it, but it's fun, and I love it. Mostly, I just like making little kids cry when I blow up their shit. So, everyone, go to the show notes on phonelosers.org and join the crew called PLA Radio. I don't know why Dust Bernadette named it PLA Radio, because, you know, that's the old show. That's like two or three shows ago. Who listens to PLA Radio anymore? It hasn't been an episode in like 4 years now. That's the first thing I'm going to change, goddammit, Dust Bernadette. Anyway, go to the social club thing on Rockstar Games and search for PLA Radio and you'll find it, or just look in the show notes, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. In fact, I should put up something in the sidebar on phonelosers.org for this. I think I'm going to try and get that done soon. Because I've been playing this for a year now, and it's always nice to see phone loser people on there, and then kill them. So that's the big announcement. I'm sure you're all excited about this. Everyone go out and buy Grand Theft Auto 5. For anything. By the way, there's a pretty equal number, it seems like, of people on the PlayStation and the Xbox 360. You know, so either system that you're on, there's quite a few people that play on it, so you'll find someone if you play long enough. You'll find a PLA person. Currently, there are over 200 people in the crew, in the PLA crew. Okay, now that the announcements are over with, it's time to talk about this Domino's pizza craziness that I've been hearing about everywhere. Several people have sent me this viral video of a Domino's pizza manager cursing at a customer, like in the store. A bunch of people have sent me this. So I guess I am required to play the video of this. I'm going to play the news report, though. This is like a day or two after the video went viral. Here goes.
For the first time tonight, we're hearing from the mother whose confrontation with a pizza manager has become a caught-on-camera sensation. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Sam Merrill.
And I'm Meg McLeod. If you haven't seen it already, here's a little bit of why it's exploding on social media.
I want your supervisor's phone number and your supervisor's name.
My supervisor's name is
Yep, that was him dropping an F-bomb on that customer. Did it a couple of times, in fact. TV5's Kristen Moore caught up with that customer tonight and brings us her side of the story, all new at 11. Kristen.
We did not know that that was going to happen.
Brandy Averill still can't believe how she was treated by a manager at a Domino's Pizza in Saginaw.
All I wanted was the supervisor's name and number.
What she got was a rant laced with profanity that was all caught on tape, then posted on Facebook and now making the rounds on social media.
My supervisor's name is Gold. Retard.
It all started Saturday when the pizza her son ordered arrived with the wrong sauce. She says he called the store to explain the problem.
It comes with white sauce. And the guy said, no, you said light sauce. And the guy hung up on him. That was the end of the conversation.
Averill says she called the manager back and he hung up on her too. So she went to talk to him in person. Her daughter Sarah went along and recorded the encounter.
She just did it to see how her mom was going to be crazy. And it turned out the mom wasn't the crazy one.
It's not my fault you guys didn't order your pizza right.
In an email to TV5, the manager says he regrets the language he used, but adds if people could see everything that happened, they might be more understanding. Averill admits she wasn't completely innocent.
I did go to the other customers and say, you guys really don't want to do business with him.
But she still believes the treatment she received was out of line and inappropriate. When the manager's bosses at Domino's found out about it, he was fired.
I didn't go about any of this to get him fired.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted his supervisor to know, hey, you need to talk to your customers nicer.
So you can see how innocent that lady sounded, Brandy, and she's just misunderstood and all that. Wasn't trying to cause problems, of course. She was just, going up to the customers and saying, don't do business here. They're assholes. But here's the actual video that her daughter took, just for, those few of you who haven't heard this yet.
Please give me your supervisor's name and your supervisor's phone number.
What's happening?
You guys really don't want to have service with him because, one, he's going to mess up your order.
Oh, there's
and two,
there's where she's talking to the other customers, saying, you don't want to do business here.
My fault, you guys. You didn't order your pizza right. Get the fuck out of here.
Excuse me, sir. I want your supervisor's phone number and your supervisor's name.
Okay. My supervisor's name is Go Fuck Yourself. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking retards.
Excuse me. I'm not the one in a pizza sauce, pizza outfit when I'm 40 years old.
So yeah, he pretty much sounded exactly like I do when I talk to customers as Domino's. But you heard that lady, she's making fun of him for having a job. It's like, I'm not the one who's 40 years old working at a pizza place. Just like that oil field worker did to me a couple shows ago, making fun of me for being a pizza employee. I mean, at least this guy has a job. She should go out and make fun of homeless people instead. Because that'd make a lot more sense. But good for this guy, good for this guy standing up, against the customer, telling her to go fuck herself, calling her a retard. But of course, he lost his job, and, he should lose his job. You can't talk to customers like that, but good for him. Anyway, I poke smut from the PCN chat room. He sent me the Domino's phone number, the Domino's location phone number. He sent me the phone number of the son who ordered the pizza, and he sent me the Twitter account of the manager that was fired. The manager, he doesn't seem to use his Twitter a lot, but his most recent Twitter posts were from May of this year, I think. And he retweeted a Domino's Michigan, official Domino's Michigan Twitter account. He retweeted what they said, and he wrote, you all make us very happy, and shout out to Chris at our Saginaw store. The manager's name is Chris. So apparently he was just a star employee before all this. Oh, and look at his picture. He's a geocacher. I think he's a geocacher. He's like in the woods holding up an ammunition case, which usually indicates, geocaching. Either that or he's a crazy gunman or something. I don't know. I poke smut. I wonder what that word means. I can't imagine what. Anyway, I poke smut. He sent me phone numbers to the son. So I'm going to give this number a call, and we're going to see what happened. And hopefully she will be home.
Hello?
Hi, is Brandy there?
No, she's not. Can I ask her calling?
This is Rob from Domino's. Do you know when she'll be back?
She's working.
Oh, is there another I could get a hold of her at?
Not today, not right now. I can have her call you back.
Oh, okay, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, just have her call Domino's. So, where does she work at, by the way?
I can't tell you that, man.
Why not?
That's not a very nice thing to do.
Why wouldn't it be nice?
It's none of your business where she works.
All right, well, hey, listen, just give her a message for me.
Okay.
Yeah, tell her she's not allowed in Domino's anymore. We're putting her picture up on the wall, and if anyone sees her, they're going to call the police.
If you put her picture up on the wall, we're calling a lawyer.
Oh, I don't care. But, you know, we're going to call the police if she shows up. You, her, we've got all your pictures. We're putting them on the wall, and we're training new employees to spot you and call the police if you show up in our store.
So, are you threatening me right now?
Oh, no, no. How is that a threat at all? How is that a threat in any way? No, I'm just saying. You're not allowed allowed to come in our stores anymore.
Do what you got
to
do.
Any stores in the region, you're banned from all Domino's in the area because I own 5 of them.
No problem.
Because we don't want you here anymore because you're making fun of our employees for having jobs there. I saw the video.
Good. I'm glad you did. Then you know how your employees act.
Yep.
And I see you're the same way. So
that's correct. I am.
Good job.
We tell it like
good
it is, you. Motherfucker.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And take your bullshit over to Pizza Hut.
No problem.
All right.
Okay. Have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for shopping at Domino's. Well, crap. No, Brandy. But I think that was the son, who was the one who ordered the pizza in the first place. But I did a search on her name on Facebook, and of course, here's her account. And it looks like 8 hours ago, she posted a big rant about the whole Domino's thing. You know, about her video going viral and all that. And the news, and it's really long. I'm not going to read all this. But also on her Facebook page is her place of employment. Hey, look at that. Let's give them a call.
Michigan.
Hello, is Brandy available?
I don't think so. Can I put you on hold for a second?
Okay, sure.
All right. Alrighty, can I take a message?
Well, yeah,
she's not at this office, so.
Oh, I got the wrong office? I'm sorry. She gave me this number.
Well, there's only one office, but I can take a message.
Oh, is there another number I could call her at?
Or can you give me a number that I can have her call you back at?
Why can't I just call her?
Well, because I don't know her number. This is like our main site, but everybody who works here doesn't just work here at this office.
Oh, well, where
so
she?
I would not know where she is at this time.
Oh, okay. My name is Rob.
Okay.
And the message is the tell her go fuck yourself.
Okay.
That's F-U-C-K.
Okay, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay, sure.
Hi, this is Dorothy. I'm a supervisor. May I help you?
No. The other lady took care of everything. I don't know why she put you on. That's weird.
Probably because you were not using appropriate language calling a business.
Oh, well, it's just a message I was leaving. It's just a message she has to write down. Doesn't she know how to write down a message?
Excuse me, not a foul language message, no.
A foul language? What, you just got on the phone to chew me out?
What kind of a message can I get to Brandy for you?
Okay, dear Brandy, that's line one.
No. This is not a note. Is there a number that Brandy can reach you back?
Okay, no, we can leave the dear part off, okay?
Okay, you're calling a place of business here.
Right, yeah, I'm calling
I'm
from a business.
Is there a number that Brandy can reach you to call you back?
Oh, I don't
yes
want,
or no?
I don't want her kind calling me. But I just want to leave the message.
If you don't have a number, that's the message that we'll take, is a number for her to call you back.
Oh, okay. So you're making up rules now about the message. I didn't know there were rules to a message. I thought it was just a message.
What business are you calling from?
Domino's Pizza.
Domino's Pizza, which location?
Well, she knows which one.
So but I don't.
Okay.
Which location are you
it's
calling?
It's on Street. But you said the only message you'll take is a phone number, so what do you need the address for now?
For Brandy to call you back.
Oh, God.
And your name?
My name's Rob.
Okay, Rob. Thank you.
Why give me the number? But can I also leave a message in addition to the number? Strike two. I don't think I'm going to get to talk to Brandy Jean. Crap. Okay, so it's later in the day now. It's actually kind of late at night, especially where she is. And I have been trying to call Brandy all day on the several numbers that I have for her. I've tried from different numbers, you know, calling from different numbers on the caller ID. And I just can't get a hold of her. She won't pick up. And I probably should cut it out before I get arrested for stalking or something. But I guess we're not going to be able to talk to Brandy. And that sucks. I mean, I kind of feel at this point I should just delete this entire segment. It's too bad, though. I really wanted to talk to her. Get her side of the story, you know? Or, you know, if I actually had her number, I could have connected her with the manager that she got fired. You know, put them together on three-way and just listen to them talk to each other. That'd be hilarious. then they could both think that the other was stalking them. Teehee. Whatever, though. I can't get a hold of her, so I'm deleting all of this stuff. Thank you, iPokeSmot, from the PCN forums for sending me all this information. It was fun, but disappointing, and I blame you for this not working out, so thanks a lot for nothing, big jerk.
This is Dan.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Yeah, this is.
Hey, it's James. I'm calling from the hobo store. You bought some tiles from us?
Yeah.
Yep. And did they call you out about that? Because the tiles, they're counterfeit.
The tiles are counterfeits? What does that mean?
Well, this girl that works here, her name's Rebecca, she takes classes at the community college. She takes pottery, and she's just been making tiles in pottery class and then bringing it here and selling them to people and pocketing the money. I keep telling her to cut it out. Like, I'm like, no, no, and she keeps doing it. So basically, they're not from China, but I mean, they look pretty good.
What tile is this with regards to, which...
The most, you came in just last week and bought some tiles.
Yeah. How would she be pocketing the money? I mean, we're paying through the cash register.
I know, but she's got it all figured out. Like, you know, some people pay in cash, so even though she's taking your credit card number, she's taking someone else's cash.
What?
She's pretty much like...
Because we bought all sorts of tile there over the last month.
Well, she counterfeits a lot of the different tiles. Like, if you turn them over and they don't say made in China, then most likely it's a counterfeit one. Have you put those tiles down yet?
The tiles are not in yet, no.
Oh,
but, I mean,
good. We
have probably 20 boxes of tile that we bought over the last month sitting, waiting to go down.
Yeah, probably. Why are you taking so long? Like, what's the holdup?
Why are we taking so long?
Yeah, putting the tiles down. Like, why'd you buy them so soon if you're not even going to use them?
How is that relative to anything? We're waiting for other things to get finished so that we can tile.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you should hurry up, probably.
Hang on.
It seems like you're...
Where are you calling from?
The hobo store.
And your name is?
My name is Roy.
Okay. I'm going to call back and speak to a manager.
Why? Motherfucker. Hello, I'm a completely different person this time. I'm calling about your tiles. Well, shit, that didn't work. I thought for sure it would. Dearest RBCP, this guy named Jason works for blah blah blah. He came into my store today and offered me a job. I'm pretty sure it's a scam. Here's his phone number. I'm pretty sure it's a multi-level marketing or pyramid scheme. No, it's not a pyramid scheme. It's a triangle opportunity. He says to have fun, just say you work at the Microsoft store and that you're interested in his job offer. That's an email from Mike. I don't know if Mike works at the Microsoft store or if maybe that's just somewhere else in the same mall that he works in. But let's call up Jason and see what happens here.
Hello?
Hello, Jason?
Hi, speaking.
Hey, this is Kevin over at the Microsoft store.
Kevin, hey, how are you?
Oh, good. Pretty good. The manager wanted me to give you a call and let you know that you're not allowed in our store anymore.
Which one?
At the one in the mall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he says you're not allowed in here anymore. He took your picture from the security camera and he put it up on the wall and said if anyone sees this person, you know, don't let him in.
Well, like, any reason?
Ask him to leave. He just didn't like you.
Who doesn't like me?
The manager, Roy.
Who's Roy? I don't know him.
Yeah, he just didn't like the looks of you and stuff, and he said you're not allowed to come in anymore. And I didn't want you to get in trouble or be embarrassed if you came in and we had to kick you out or call the police or anything.
Cool. Yeah, fair enough. And then, yeah, I don't want to get in there too.
Yeah, and he took your picture and he ran it through Google Images and found out, like, you know, you're wanted and you're, like, for tax fraud.
The what?
He ran your picture through Google Images and found out all this stuff about you. Because, you know, they're linked up with the FBI crime database.
Fuck off, man.
What?
That's ridiculous.
You're cursing at me? I mean, no wonder he doesn't want you in here if you're going to curse at me.
Well, yeah, that's what you said. It's absolutely wrong. I don't know where you get that from.
Well, it's from Google, and Google doesn't lie. It's Google Images. We put your picture on Google Images, and it pulled up all these crime reports and stuff. Credit reports. It says like you're a deadbeat, and showed your rental history.
Well, if you say something like that, I can Yeah, I can get my lawyer to send you something.
Your lawyer?
Definitely. I don't know where you get that from. Even my image on Google.
We don't need to involve lawyers.
But what you said is absolutely inappropriate, man.
It shows on here that you have like a bad rental history, and you never
get bad. Where?
When you rent houses and apartments and stuff, it says you never get your deposit.
I've never rent houses, man.
Where do you live then?
I don't need to tell you where I live.
Well, this is
I have a home house. I have my own business.
This is just what Google says. You have your own business, and you don't live anywhere. That sounds sketchy.
Who are you again?
My name's Alex.
Hey, you said you're Kevin.
Why'd you ask then? I was just testing you to make sure you're paying attention. Like, why would you even ask me if you already knew my name?
So, yeah, you're Kevin, right? And you're Alex.
You just need to stay out of our store. That's all I'm saying.
I don't even know who you are and who you're calling from.
So we know you.
But again,
you tried to pass counterfeit money while you're here.
Calling me right now, and I'm recording the call. What you said, I've already recorded. I am going to get my lawyer. I don't know who you are. And what you said is really inappropriate.
Well, so what? I can be inappropriate if I want. It's not illegal to be inappropriate. Just stay out of our store.
Where is your store? Who are you?
I work at the Microsoft store.
I don't care who you are, where you work.
Then why'd you ask me?
What's the call for?
Why'd you ask me if you don't care?
How did you get my number?
I was just calling to be nice, to let you know not to come in our store. Cause
but how did you get my number?
Because they put your picture up. And
who put my picture up?
The manager, Roy, did. He put your picture up on the wall. And like all employees, if you see this guy come in here, kick him out immediately.
Well, okay. I'll definitely involve my lawyer. So
why?
I don't care what you say. I don't care what you did and what you said.
Why are you going to involve your lawyer?
You're
why
don't you just, in trouble. I don't care.
Why don't you just stay away? Why don't you just stick to places where you're wanted?
I don't care what you say right now.
The same seems like
I'll
you care.
I'll save your number and I've recorded everything you said.
How'd you record
it?
It
involved the Microsoft. Then I'll definitely get back to you, man.
You can't record phone calls. That's illegal.
I don't care. Good luck.
You don't care about the law.
You good luck. Okay.
Is that why you have so many legal problems? Because you don't care about the law?
Well, I do care about the law, but I don't care about you.
Yeah, but you're saying
you don't care that
it's illegal to record me, and you're not allowed to record
me.
We live in a two-party state.
So I don't want to be nasty, but you said something that is really inappropriate, then you're going to get yourself in trouble, man.
Well, I just said that because you're a motherfucker.
That's it. End of the conversation. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
But you're a motherfucker. Stay the fuck out of our store. I didn't know where to go with that. So Mike, he's probably going to come back in the store with a lawyer and try to sue you, so have fun with that. I'm supposed to call this lady named Sally and tell her that I am with Verizon and that her data charges from streaming porn has made her go over her data usage or whatever. This guy claims that she is super religious and will surely have a meltdown on you.
Hello?
Hello, Sally?
Yes.
Hey, this is Alex from Verizon Wireless, and
yes.
we've noticed your excessive data usage on your phone, and you've gone over your limit for the month, and I just needed to let you know that we have to suspend that for now.
That you have to do what?
We have to suspend your phone service, because your data usage has gone way over.
Hold on a moment.
Because, you know, you don't have unlimited.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. You said your name is Alex, and you're with Verizon?
Correct, yeah.
And my usage has gone over for the month, so you have to suspend my service.
That's correct.
Really?
Who's saying it's a prank call in the background?
May I speak to your supervisor, please?
It looks like you've been downloading a lot of porn.
It doesn't matter who's speaking in the. It does not matter who's speaking in the background in my own home. May I speak to your supervisor, please?
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like he has an attitude, saying it's a prank call. I'm just trying to call and let you know that your service is suspended.
May I speak to your supervisor, please?
And why are you downloading so much porn on your phone? Why don't you just use your regular computer for that?
May I speak to your supervisor, please?
No.
Here, I'll let you take up the matter with my husband. Hold on.
Okay, is he the asshole from the background? Well, that was weird, because as soon as I said that, the guy in the background's like, oh, it's a prank call, as if he were the one that submitted this. And then she tries to pass him the phone, and it just hangs up immediately. Let's try one more time.
You have reached the voicemail box.
Okay, she's not going to pick up now. That's really weird how pissed off she got so quickly, though. For no reason, really. I didn't even say anything to make her get pissed off.
You have reached the voicemail box of...
Hey, Sally. It's Alex from Verizon again. I don't see why you're getting pissed at me. You're the one that's looking at pornography. But yeah, since you're being such a jerk about it, I'm going to discontinue your service permanently. In fact, you won't even be able to listen to this voicemail because I'm going to turn off your service. Take that, Sally.
Brad, this is Jacob calling again.
Holy crap, Jacob!
It's been a while since I've spoken with you.
Sorry.
Not directly, of course, because you don't take direct calls, but over the voicemail.
That'd be a bad idea.
Just wanted to give you a little update. I did decide to skip the PayPal situation, and I became a member of your Patreon group.
Woo-hoo.
I am now donating $5 a month.
Ding, 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 ding.
I have a little issue, though. And
notice I'm not making fun of you, because I made fun of that other guy, and he sounded sad about it.
I hope you did see my post that I cannot seem to get this high-quality feed, and I don't know where to get it. I'm assuming it's on the regular website, so...
Yes, the high-quality feeds are on the regular website, and that's what sucks about Patreon. It doesn't do it automatically for you. If you go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up there, it's completely automated. You get the high-quality feed and the secret feed immediately, and I don't have to do anything. I don't have to touch anything. If you do it through Patreon, you have to email me and tell me that you've signed up, tell me your username and all that stuff. And I hope this guy's done it already, because this voicemail is from a week ago. He probably has, hopefully. But yeah, if you sign up on Patreon and you want access to the high-quality feeds, you just need to email me, rbcp@phonelosers.org, and say, hey, dummy, I'm a Patreon contributor. I want access to the high-quality feeds. Because prank calls are so much better in high quality than they are normally. And, of course, you get the secret feeds. So, yeah, that's the problem you're having, I guess. But let's see what else your voicemail says.
I guess I'll wait for you to do something, because I don't freaking know what to do.
Get to email me.
Anyway, I was listening to that special show that you have for those Patreon members. Now, if you're not a Patreon member, I'm going to do a little shout-out here. You need to subscribe, because I'll tell you what, the show that you did... Just recently, it's about one of the best ones I've heard so far. You know, it's got a Scooby-Doo theme to it, and that's the whole thing that I could think of the entire time of this show with Scooby-Doo. Everything from the block of ice to the heating it up with space heaters to the muddy footprints that just matched, like, my entire kid experience with Scooby-Doo. So, way to go on that. But
everyone loves Scooby-Doo.
Well, anyway, I just...
What?
Oh, and I was curious. Even though I'm not trying to make this voicemail too long, and I'm sure you'll cut me off by now, but I probably shouldn't have said that, because now you probably...
All right, thanks for calling. Nah, just kidding. 15 more seconds of this guy.
But anyway, about my prank request I put in about the douche machine, I don't know if you got around to that or what happened with that, but if you did, give us an update. Okay, I will let you go. Bye-bye, Brad.
Bye. The juice machine sounds familiar. Didn't I do that? Didn't I call up a Jamba Juice or something, and something about deliveries, and GameStop was involved? Maybe it's another one. I am currently over a month behind on my prank requests. I did get through a lot of them on this show, and a lot of them were just, you know, I had to delete them because they didn't work out for whatever reason. So maybe I'm less than a month behind now, but yeah, I have a lot of prank requests I haven't gotten to, currently at a month behind. If I had more Patreon money, I could do shows every single day and maybe catch up on all those. Hint, 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 hint.
Hey, Brad. Okay, it's Oregon Guy again, just to let you know. In lieu of yesterday's show, and
hey,
yes,
Oregon Guy.
I had only one call this week, and here's my second phone call. And
it's like you're in jail. You get one phone call.
Two calls a week is a maximum. Anyhow, just to let you know, I think I know what RBCP actually stands for, and it's not anything that you had said. It stands for Roy Brad Carter Productions, and you better copyright that before I do, because I'm going to make some money off of your loose ends.
Crap, crap, crap.
Okay, have a nice day.
That's my favorite acronym so far. I think I'm going to just change it to that, unless it's been trademarked already by Oregon Guy.
Captain, why
Jesus, this guy.
Hiking's equipment so difficult on yourself when you know it is inevitable that the PLA will not much longer be able to survive? Must we increase our efforts to make you follow our demands? Very well. I am currently what you would call the time machine, in which I am now going to travel back and warn your victims of your intentions to make the prank calls. Okay, if you get into the time machine, okay, again, and here we go!
Wow.
Okay, now we're back in the year 1992, and let's see which call first. Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for this Mildred Monday.
Mildred Monday, I'm Mildred Monday.
Yes, hello, Mildred. Listen, do not believe the man who is calling you about your roof. Your roof is fine.
Crap.
And there is nobody to call New Zealand.
Fucking snitch.
Just hang up the phone. Okay.
God damn
it. Who do I call next? Oh, yes. Yes, I know. Hey, here we go.
This phone is being traced.
Yes, yes, I'm aware of the recording. Is this the grouchy old man? I'm sorry to call so late.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Yes, yes, I apologize for this inconvenience. I am just warning you to not pick up the phone for the Google representative. Just hang up the phone. Maybe consider changing your number. Yes. Now I should go back to the year 2014 to witness the end of the PLA. Okay, let's get back in the time machine. Here we go. Oh, no. What is this? What is wrong with the clock competitor? This is not good. This is not good!
Okay. I was getting ready to stop that voicemail. And then he started making the prank calls. You son of a bitch! What have you done? Damn you, incognito. I'm such a good actor. Can't you just hear the anger in my voice?
Brad Carter, in the name of the grouchy old man from Florida, I declare war on the phone losers of America. And let me tell you, Brad Carter, R.B. CP Red Box Child Pornography. The spoils.
That wasn't
of
funny.
War is gonna be your tasty butthole, boy. Cactus. I'ma sodomize you with a cactus, motherfucker. Fuck you. Allah, grouchy old man, instead of Allah Akbar, because I'm declaring jihad on your fucking ass.
I get it.
Brad Carter.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Brad Fox, the child porn. Fuck you, Brad Carter.
Ouch. I'm done with voicemails. Fuck this shit. Everyone's out to get me. Here's a submission from my cousin. His name is Beogrel. I think that's how you pronounce it. He says, here's an idea loosely based on one of Carlito's cake pranks. He wants me to call a Hy-V grocery store and ask for the bakery. Request a sheet cake with the following message written in lavender icing. And the message is really long. It's like, hey Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching and we really need to get this locked down. He goes on and on and on with all this corporate stuff. It's like, make the message as long as possible, agree to shorten it if needed. When the order is complete, ask if there's an extra charge to fax it. Fax the whole cake, not just the message. Okay. He says he's a huge fan of the show and the PLA book, and he's got another, even longer request coming soon, and he knows I'm excited about that. Because, yeah, I love long requests. Those are the best.
Fine, very clear. May I help you?
Hello, do you do personalized cakes?
Yes, we do.
Okay, could I order one of those over the phone, or do I need to come in person to do that?
Do you know what you're looking for, or...?
Yeah, just a regular cake with some writing on it.
When do you need it?
Would tomorrow be too early?
What time tomorrow?
Maybe around 3 p.m.?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And what size cake are you looking for?
Oh, just a regular, you know, a little smaller one, roundish. Do you have round cakes?
8 serves 8 to 10, and a 10-inch will serve 12 to 16.
Oh, we'll do the 8 to 10.
And, is it for boy, girl, man, or woman?
Man.
And do you want any decoration on it, or just writing?
You could throw some decoration on there, I guess.
an 8-inch, is he, does he like golf or hunting?
Oh, yeah, golf,
or do you just
golf would
to,
work.
Huh?
Golf would
golf?
Be perfect.
I have a golf pitcher.
All right.
What would you like written on it?
Okay, it should say, hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers.
You want all that on there? Okay, probably no edible then.
Well, no, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. That's just part of it. Also, I wanted to say we should meet for lunch on Wednesday. No, make that Thursday, you know, to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for the cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details. We don't want to let that cocksucker Bartowski get the account this time, like last year. Can I say cocksucker? I'm sorry, I don't have to say cocksucker.
I'm sorry, is this a real cake order or is this a joke?
Oh no, it's completely real.
I don't think it is. You have a great deal.
What?
Thank you, sir, thank you.
What? I want a cake! Oh man, I kept having to mute to laugh. I can't do this with a straight face. Let's try another place. That one was actually a Dairy Queen. Let's try an actual Hy-Vee, like he asked me to do.
Thank you for calling. It's probably Hy-Vee. This is Austin. How may I help you?
Hello. Could I have the cake department?
Yes. One moment, please.
Hello, Hy-Vee Bakery. How may I help you?
Hello. I'd like to have a cake made.
For tomorrow or like...
Is tomorrow too early?
No. To have it... Like, what do you mean? Do you want me to pull a cake that's already made out, or do you want to order a cake to be made for tomorrow?
I was wanting to order a cake and have it personalized.
What size would you like?
I don't know, just a, you know, normal size, average cake.
Like, how many people?
Three. Three would work.
Three people?
Yep.
So you want an 8th sheet?
Yeah, sheet cake.
A sheet cake, then? Yeah. What flavor would you like, sorry?
Chocolate.
Chocolate? And what kind of icing would you like?
I guess white.
Buttercream?
Sure, okay.
And would you like any words on there?
Yeah, I do. Are you ready for that?
Yep.
Okay, I wanted to say, hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch on Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details. Then sign it, Mike.
Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson account? This is a really big account, and we don't want to mess it up. How about we meet for lunch at Carlito's?
Yeah, Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room.
Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room.
For cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details.
Okay. Henderson, I'm writing slowly because
okay.
I get one hand.
Oh, no problem.
Sorry. This is the longest one that I've gotten so far.
Oh, really?
It's not the weirdest. It's not the weirdest one, but it's the longest.
Oh, what's the weirdest one you've ever gotten?
One I've done is Boogity Boo, Two Dogs and a Shoe.
Oh, okay.
And some other weird ones for, like, bachelorette cakes.
Ah.
So this is a really big account, and we don't to the backside want to mess this up.
You're writing on the back of the cake?
Oh, no, I'm writing on the back of the paper.
Oh,
the
I see.
Cake order.
Okay.
So we don't want to mess this up. How about we meet?
We meet for lunch Wednesday at 3 p.m.
For lunch. Sorry, it's taking me so long.
Oh, that's
Wednesday.
Okay. And don't worry, it's next Wednesday, so it's not tomorrow or anything.
All right. If it was tomorrow, you could still get it.
Oh.
Wednesday at 3 p.m. at Carlito's.
Uh-huh. Cabo, C-A-B-O, Cactus Room.
Cactus Room.
For cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details. Oh, and can I say, we don't want that goddamn Kowalski cocksucker to get the account again this year.
Okay.
Is cursing okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
We'll just cover it. No, I'm just kidding. For cactus.
Just put a big censored tag over it.
Cap, okay, for cactus margaritas details. I'll probably rewrite it later. I just want to get it all, like the gist of it, like all of it down.
Oh, yeah.
So I can, you know, rewrite it. And then we'll write out, we'll discuss the details. And then what was the last part?
Oh, that was it. Sincerely yours, Mike.
You added the other part.
Oh yeah, we don't want to let that goddamn cocksucker Kowalski firm get the account from us this time, this year.
And how do you spell Kowalski?
Oh man, I don't know. It's got W's in it. Bob's an idiot, so just you know, do your
Make
best.
It up.
Yeah. I don't even know if he knows how to read.
Kowalski firm, or is it an account or for firm
account? We don't want the firm to get the account.
Okay. Firm.
We won't have that. Not again.
Get it.
God damn it.
Year.
Okay, I just edited all of that away because, I mean, it's just really boring. She took my name, my phone number, and she completely believed. I mean, she pretty much ruined that phone call by just believing it and accepting everything. But the great part is that cake's going to be sitting there waiting tomorrow. It's ready for pickup by 2 p.m. If any of you live in Missouri, maybe you can go over there and, you know, take a picture of it for me. Just pick it up and pay for it. But yeah, that was sort of boring because she just, she was fine with it all. Let's try one more, I guess.
Thanks for calling us, Beach HIV. This is Tom. May I help you?
Could I have the cake department?
Yeah, let me get you back to bakery.
Oh my God, hurry up.
Bakery.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi?
Bakery.
Oh, hey, I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry. I was wanting to order a personalized cake, a sheet cake.
Hang on 1 second. Let me get me a pad.
Okay.
Okay, who would it be for?
Well, my name is Mike.
Full sheet?
Yeah, a full sheet.
Okay, full sheet. Your name is Mike?
Yep.
What's your last name?
Seaver.
Who?
Seaver, S-E-V-E-R.
F-E-B-E-R?
Yep, that's what I said.
Okay, phone number?
It's 5728.
4528, okay. And what kind would you like, birthday, anniversary, wedding, or...
Oh, well, it's not really any of those. Just a chocolate.
Okay, I'll just put other.
Okay.
Okay, and you want a full sheet? What kind would you like? White, charcoal, marble?
Chocolate.
Just a chocolate one?
Yeah.
Okay. And any special colors on it?
No, that's okay.
Or you want, like, any flowers or anything on it?
Okay, yeah, sure, we'll take a flower or two.
Any kind of different colors?
Whatever looks good, I don't know.
Use flowers, use, imagine, how you spell imagination?
Yeah.
I-M-A-N.
Well, I could just say blue or something if that's easier.
Imagination, blue flowers, blue, yellow, green, pink. How's that?
Okay, sure. Yeah, that sounds
okay,
great.
Okay, you wanted to say anything? What?
Oh, yeah. Could I write a message on it?
Sure.
Okay. The message would be, hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline
flowers
is...
flowers on it?
Huh?
You want flowers on it?
Sure, yeah, if that would look good.
Okay, sounds good. So you want, hey, H-E-Y, right?
Yeah. Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch on Wednesday, maybe, and discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's... Yeah, I'm not finished. Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas. And we'll bring...
I can't write all that down.
Oh, no, it's okay.
I don't know how to put all that out there.
Oh, you can do it. You can just write really small.
Oh, what do you need it for?
We'll meet for cactus margaritas and we'll brainstorm the details. Let's not let that Kowalski motherfucker get the account this year like last time. God damn it.
Is that what you want me to write on there?
Yeah, is cursing okay?
What?
Is cursing okay on a cake?
When do you want the cake?
Tomorrow.
What time?
I don't know. Is 2 p.m. too early?
How about 3?
Okay, 3's fine. And instead of picking it up, can I just have it faxed?
Have it what?
Is there an extra charge to fax the cake?
To deliver it, you mean?
Fax it through fax machine?
We can't fax it.
Why? Why can't you? It's a sheet cake, right?
Right, but you can't fax a sheet cake to a fax machine.
Why not? What kind of hobo bakery is this?
I'm sorry, but you just can't.
I don't get why. I mean, what was it?
Because faxing is with paper, and a cake is a cake. You can't put a cake with frosting and stuff.
It's okay to be unconventional, man. Just try it.
No, I don't think that would be very possible at all. My boss, three of my bosses would not agree with me whatsoever on that situation. I'm sorry.
Do you have a flatbed scanner fax, or is it just like a regular thermal printer fax machine thing?
Just like a regular paper
machine. Oh, goddammit. Oh,
sorry. You can call back in the morning if you like.
Why? They wouldn't be able to do it in time.
Well, I don't know if I can write all that on there.
This is $1 million account, lady.
I understand, sir.
Let it slip through our fingers.
I understand, sir.
I don't see why you can't fax it.
We can't fax it.
Sounds like a hobo bakery.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You want me to get my manager and you can talk to him about it?
Can I yell at him?
It's up to you, but you won't agree with faxing it.
Is it okay to curse? Well, you don't know because you're a woman. You probably don't understand how fax machines work. But can I curse at your manager?
I'm sorry. Yeah, hang on. I'll page for the manager.
That's why you work in
the phone.
That's why you work in a kitchen.
I work in a bakery.
Well, same.
I'm a bagger. I bag the grocery stuff that they bake.
Oh, you're
and
just
I clean up the mess and stuff.
Don't you make cakes too, though?
I don't do the baking. The bakers do it during the day.
Are you in the bakery right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you doing back there? You're supposed to be bagging the groceries.
No, I'm on the phone trying to take an order and I'm cleaning up the messes from this afternoon and today that has to be done before we close.
Why can't the cashier just bag the groceries while she rings it up? What kind of hobo store is this?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what you're trying to get at.
I just don't. It's just weird. I don't know.
Mark, is this you?
No. No,
Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike.
M-I-K-E, Mike. From the cake.
I know who it is. I know Mike.
Well, no, you don't know me.
Mike, sir, that works, sir.
I would not be associated with the likes of you. So you definitely don't know me.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm a big, important corporate person.
I'm sorry. I just didn't mean to defend you or anything.
I'm working on $1 million account here. I don't want to let it slip through my fingers.
Okay, just hang on and let me get a manager, okay?
We should meet for lunch this Wednesday and discuss this and see where we are.
Sure, well, let me get a manager for you, okay?
Hey, do you know where Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room is?
No, I sure do not. I'm sorry.
It figures.
I'm sorry.
It figures.
I really didn't mean to disappoint you. I'm very, very sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Hang on, let me get Mike or get a manager for you, okay?
They're there now.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay. Okay, screw this. I'm not going to talk to a manager. I don't want to argue about faxing cakes. But that was fun. Thanks, Bayo Grill, whatever your name is. You and your weird terrorist name. Cousin Bayo Grill. Maybe just one more, just to see what her reaction is. Hopefully you don't get a bagger this time.
Thank you for calling your St. Joseph IV. This is Kaylee. How may I help you?
Hello, can I have the bakery, please?
Sure, one moment, please. Bakery, this is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to order a cake, like a personalized cake.
For when?
Would tomorrow be too early?
What time?
Oh, I don't know, 3 p.m., I guess?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay, and how big of a cake are you wanting?
Just average, like a sheet cake, just to feed maybe 4 people.
So about an eighth of a sheet, that feeds 4 to 8 people.
Okay, that works.
Okay, did you want white chocolate half and half marble?
Chocolate.
Okay, and whipped or buttercream frosting?
Buttercream.
And how would you like the design to be?
Well, could I write some text on it?
Yes. What would you like it to say?
It should say, "Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. We don't want to let that motherfucker Kowalski get the account again like we did last year. This is $1 million account. We don't want to let it slip through our fingers. So we should meet for lunch on Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas and we'll brainstorm the details. Sincerely, Mike."
I don't think we'll have room to put that on the cake.
Oh, you'll make it fit. Just write small. Use 11-point type. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Lori. Can I help you?
Hi. I don't know what happened. I was just ordering a cake, and she disappeared.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You needed an eighth of a sheet?
Sure. Yeah, that's probably fine.
Okay. How many people are you feeding?
Four.
Or did you just want the smallest one? Or?
Four people.
Okay. And you want a chocolate cake with buttercream icing?
Sure, that works.
Okay. And what did you want on there?
I already told her what to write on it. Is it written down there?
No.
Okay.
She didn't get it down.
Oh, okay. All right. It should say, "Hey, Bob, how are we doing on that Henderson file? The deadline is fast approaching, and we really need to get this locked down. This is a $1 million account, and we don't want to let it slip through our fingers. We should meet for lunch Wednesday to discuss this and see where we are. Let's meet at Carlito's Cabo Cactus Room for cactus margaritas, and we'll brainstorm the details."
Sincerely, think they're going to fit all that.
Wait, shh. Sincerely, Mike. Mike Machuski.
Okay, you're going to have to put that in a card.
No, it needs to be on a cake.
It won't fit on a cake.
It will if you use 11-point type.
Okay, well, you can call back tomorrow during, like, between 8 and 2 and talk to one of the decorators and see if they can do that for you.
Why can't you do it?
I'm not a cake decorator.
Then why are you answering the phone for, you big stupid? She was amused. What the hell? Why aren't there any decorators there when I call? Okay, that was the last one. Thank you again, Bayo Grell. Cousin Bayo Grell. Best idea ever. Carlito needs to do some more cake pranks. The happy birthday Hitler ones are always the best. I don't know if that's Carlito or if that's Stacy. I don't remember. Cake pranks are hilarious, though. You know, I think that should be everyone's homework assignment for today's show. Because everyone, you know, usually takes my homework assignment so seriously and does what I say. So I think everyone here should order a personalized cake and say the wackiest things possible on it. Or maybe draw the wackiest pictures, you know, ask them to try and draw something. Wacky cakes. And then you go there and you pick up the cake. You pay for it. Cakes aren't that expensive. I can get, like, a birthday cake at, you know, the local store for, you know, not even $10. Like $6.99 or something. And they'll write on it. They'll write anything I want. So everyone should do that. Go out and blow $10 on a personalized cake. Call it in ahead of time. And then go pick it up and take a picture and mail it to me. rbcp@phonelosers.org. I know nobody will do this. But who knows? Maybe somebody will. And then as your reward, you get to eat a cake. Everybody wins. Everyone's a winner. It is PLA's anniversary this month, or birthday, or whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you could make a PLA birthday cake. People have made PLA cakes before in the past. I remember posting pictures of them on phonelosers.org. So everyone, make a cake. It'll be delicious, and it will amuse me, and the other listeners if they see the picture of it. I'll make a cake section on the Facebook photo album page on facebook.com/phonelosers. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Make a cake section, just like we have a pumpkin section for PLA pumpkins. What could you write on a cake? How about Jews did 9/11? There's a good cake idea. And maybe try and get them to, you know, with icing, draw pictures of the towers and airplanes and stuff. How about a cake that says, "Jessica, I love you, honey. Please remove the restraining order. It won't happen again. And when you pick it up, the girl handing it to you will be scared to death of you." That's a great idea for a cake. And obey the cactus cake, maybe? A do-what-now cake? How about a brown cake? And on it you write something like, "Mrs. Johnson, you are a shitty neighbor, so here's a shitty cake." And you tell the cake decorator you're going to put it on Mrs. Johnson's porch for her to find in the morning. Everyone make these cakes. I want cakes made, goddammit. I'm going to end the show now so everyone can go out and make cakes. Call up your local cake place, Dairy Queen, grocery store, whatever. Make some cakes now that the show's over. Thank you, Flutter Pie, for sponsoring today's show. Remember to go to the show notes and get Flutter Pie's phone number if you have any problems with today's show. And don't forget to join the Grand Theft Auto crew, PLA crew. That's a very important part of the whole phone losers thing, is driving around in cars and shooting people together. And of course, support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. Or if you want the fully automated experience, phonelosers.org/cactus. I'm going to end the show with some cake-finding music. Music to listen to as you're looking up the phone number to your local grocery store to order a cake. Oh, I know. I'm going to play some cake. I'm going to play some music by Cake. Here's Cake. Cake, while you look for cake phone numbers. This one is Michelle from Twitter's favorite song.
I'm not feeling all right today. I'm not feeling that great. I'm not catching on fire today. Love has started to fade. I'm not going to smile today. I'm not gonna laugh. You're out living it up today. I've got dues to pay. And the grave digger puts on the forceps. The stonemason does all the work. The barber can give you a haircut. The carpenter can take you out to lunch. Now, but I just want to play on my panpipes. I just want to drink me some wine. As soon as you're born, you start dying. So you might as well have a good time. Oh no, sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell. Sheep go to heaven, goats go to hell.
Oh. Hi Tim, my name is Brad.
Hello.
Got a fucking hobbit calling in. Yes, go ahead.
Hi Tim, my name is Brad, and I'm a freak. And no, that doesn't mean I'm a fan of your stupid fucking show.
What? Them are fighting words.
I'm a freak with a PH. Okay, that means I hack soar into phones. I'm a phone hacker. I go around my town looking for pay phones, and I...
Well, there's a full-time job right there. Trying to find payphones.
I'm a phone hacker.
Okay.
I go around my town looking for payphones, and I put a little machine to it that goes bloop, 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 and then I get a free phone call on that payphone.
Cool.
Can you believe that, Tim? Can you believe that? Well, yeah. Anyway, I just want to say that I'm a freak, and you calling your fan base a freak is pretty much ripping off like my whole what I live for. So I'm pretty upset. Cactus.
Well, it's spelled different.
It's cactus. Phoneage.org.
Oh, yeah, you guys have been trying to call for a while now, okay.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Axpa here.
Hi.
Not Cashburgers.
Hello.
So, I thought my cats had just run out of my house, because they're indoor cats. Found one of the screen door in our backyard was torn open.
Okay.
So, I feared the worst. I figured they had run out. Went outside, they weren't there. So then I scoured my house, ran down to the basement. The little cats pumped out of nowhere.
Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Oh no. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Go to hell. Oh no. Sheep go to heaven. Goats go to hell.